Everyone, welcome back to our weekly show, The Inside Hour, where we consider introspective topics of today's day and age. Today, we'll be discussing the effects of short-form content on the brain. In the discussion, joining us today will be psychologist Dr. Karen, who has closely worked with fellow psychologists, deepening our understanding of the real impacts of short-form content and why it should be completely removed from social media. So, Dr. Karen, what are your thoughts regarding the impacts of short-form content on the public, especially teens today?
Well, firstly, I strongly believe that short-form content, whether it be Instagram, Reels, YouTube Shorts, Snapchat, Spotlight, which is another form of short-form integration, should be all completely removed from social media. For instance, let's take a look around us. Every single person, especially students nowadays, are stuck to their phones. And the reason that is, I will explain later. But right now, young kids who will soon to be the future of the world have started to absorb this form of content in large quantities with superficial engagement, which is really bad. With so much information to absorb in such a little time, we are becoming more and more prone to the habit of skimming rather than thinking critically and deeply. However, in a sense, we're not to blame for this. The way these large companies design these services make them impossible to stop. I'll actually share my own experience with you. Last year, I decided to create an experiment where I spend an average of 2 hours each day, mostly on short-form content, which is an average for Aussie teens here. Now, what I actually realized that through this practice, every other reel that I watched, my attention detail and critical thinking decreased. Moreover, another thing I observed was that everything else, except from that two-hour period, seemed slow and extremely boring. Even watching a movie required me to really focus, which is absolutely bizarre to me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I usually notice myself lacking attention span after constantly scrolling through my feed.
Exactly. No matter your age or gender, scrolling endlessly will 100% decrease your attention span to some extent.
I also did my homework and saw your thorough study on mental health issues related to progressive scrolling. Would you mind giving our viewers your thoughts on it?
For sure. So, in basics, the study discusses the true impact of constant absorption of information and content faster than a brain can actually unpack it. Now, as I discussed before, the first symptom, if you may, experienced by users is the inability to focus for long periods of time. Another issue that was faced by many users of short-form content was anxiety, depression, and increased stress levels. And this is especially true among younger population. And with over, 2.2 million teens utilizing TikTok in the US alone, these apps and services have led to a great increase in mental health issues amongst teens. A similar study conducted by Zhejiang University stated how teens already suffering from anxiety and depression fall into these loopholes even more easily. And the proportion of these teens who are constantly feeling stressed has doubled over the last 30 years. Just imagine that. Think about it, is this really the world we want to provide for the next generation? With global warming, pollution, and loss of sustainability, can we as a species really afford the next generation to be unable to focus for even a few hours?
Now, even though I am a partner in crime, I completely agree with you. But like me, I'm sure our listeners are burning up with questions. So if you would like to ask any questions regarding this issue, call 124320 right now. Here's our first caller. Morning, Joe.
Hey, Mike, Dr. Chiron. My particular question is, why do we get stuck in this loophole of scrolling endlessly? What causes us to do that?
That is an excellent question. So, Joe, there's a chemical in the brain called dopamine. Now, dopamine is responsible for feelings of pleasure, motivation, and happiness. You know the feeling you get after your favorite AFL team wins? That's caused due to the release of dopamine. Now, when we consume content like YouTube or a movie, dopamine is released in the same way, where dopamine is slowly released into your body and into your system. However, when you watch short-form content, what actually happens is that with every single video, every single scroll that we watch, dopamine is released into our brains. So when we're stuck in this what we call a dopamine loop, we're constantly provided with dopamine without needing to do anything productive, which is the actual cause of the production of dopamine. Now, your biological survivalist mind will always take the easiest path to dopamine because it's wired that way. This is why many get stuck in this dopamine loop and end up scrolling hours and hours on their phone. Now, due to this release of constant dopamine, your dopamine receptors can actually become desensitized, which is nerdy jargon for over a long period of time, you'll require more dopamine to feel the same amount of happiness. So if you really think about it, consuming short form content really makes it harder for you to feel happier.
Right. Thanks, Dr. Chiron.
All right, guys, so that's all the time we have today. But quickly summarizing all of Dr. Chiron's points, short form content can directly impact your cognitive ability to think deeply and critically, while increasing your receptability to stress and anxiety. It can also deplete your dopamine receptors, leading to generally feeling of unmotivation and unhappiness. Thanks again, Dr. Chiron, for joining us today. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, everyone. I'll catch you all next week for another episode of Inside Hour, where we discuss what came first, the chicken or the egg, the philosophical paradox. See you all next time. Bye.